Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from everyday office etiquette, bullying, to handling pet peeves. Also, we remind you to initiate acts of kindness. If you are listening live, call 347-324-3295. And here is your host, communication and socialization expert, speaker, and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I'm Miss Donna, and today is Sunday, May 21st, 2017, and we are broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. This evening is part two of our special children's show, and we're going to highlight our children and give them an opportunity to teach us about public speaking and etiquette. So go ahead and send out texts, send out emails, let people know that they're on, families, grandparents, cousins. Go ahead and contact them and have them get ready to listen to a wonderful show. Well, first of all, I want to say welcome to our new listeners and loyal listeners alike. We thank you for being a part of our What is Etiquette Anyway family. We're so delighted that you are spending part of your Sunday evening with us. Now, we know that we are blessed to have listeners of all ages. We want to take a brief moment to talk about the origin of etiquette. Since the name of the show is a question, What is Etiquette Anyway? We want to talk about exactly what it is. And etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior. By using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And I always certainly love to applaud Charles I. Well, once again, wow, welcome everyone. Listen, you are really in store for a treat this evening. I don't know if you all had an opportunity to join us on yesterday evening, but yesterday evening was part one, and our children did such a wonderful job teaching us. So we have part two this evening. We have another group of children who weren't on yesterday. They are on this evening. We are extremely excited. And what I want to do first of all is to bring on our co-host, Ruby. Ruby?
Hi, Miss Riley. How are you?
I'm doing well, Ruby. Happy Sunday to you. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
I am so, so excited about that. Now, listen, are you excited about our show this evening?
Yes, I am very excited.
Yes, so am I. So you know what? We're going to go ahead and just jump into it, and we're going to bring on Evan first, okay? And Evan's going to teach us about introduction. So I'm going to go ahead and turn Evan over to you.
Hi, Evan.
Hi, Ruby. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Thanks for asking.
So what are some cool facts about your topic?
Well, when you're trying to introduce one of your friends to a grown-up, you say, Mom, for example, Mom, I would like you to meet my friend, Joshua. Joshua, I'd like to for you to meet Dr. Evans, which is my mom. And then you will shake hands and say, hi, Dr. Evans. And would say, hi, Joshua, while shaking your hand.
Wow, that's very cool.
Good job, Evan. Oh, my goodness. It's always so important to know how to introduce yourself to someone. And, of course, when someone introduces themselves to you, know how to respond. So, Evan, I tell you, that was a great job.
Thank you, Ms.
You are welcome, and thank you so much for that information, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye. Okay, so we are certainly off to a great start. Ruby, what do you think?
I think we are.
Absolutely. Let's see. Let's talk to Alyssa. Why don't we go ahead and bring Alyssa on. Alyssa, are you there?
Hi, Miss Riley. Hi, Alyssa.
How are you, Alyssa?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. And Ruby is going to go ahead and see what you're – she's going to just talk to you for a minute, okay? I'm going to turn you over to Ruby.
Hi, Alyssa. Hi. Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
So what is your topic for today?
I'm talking about etiquette and speaking properly and clearly.
Okay, so what are some very interesting facts about that?
In public speaking, I've been excited about learning etiquette and speaking properly and clearly. When I'm speaking properly, whenever I'm speaking to a crowd, it has helped me most with stage fright because I'm a little shy and I love performing. Public speaking will stay with me the rest of my life. It is now a tool that I can use no matter what I'm doing or where I'm at in life.
Wow.
Public speaking is so much fun. Thank you, Miss Riley.
Wow.
Wow, Alyssa. Oh, my goodness, you are so welcome, and you did so well in public speaking. And, well, wow, you're right. It will help you the rest of your life, won't it?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Proud of you, and you did a great job.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Wow. Now, audience, I told you that these children are very bright, and that we're going to learn a lot this evening. Isn't that right, Ruby?
Mm-hmm.
It's just absolutely wonderful. Let's see. Why don't we bring on, let me see, why don't we see if we can talk to Isabella, okay?
Yes.
Isabella?
Hi.
Isabella? Hi, Isabella. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Happy Sunday. And Ruby is on, too. Would you say hello to Ruby?
Hi, Ruby.
Hi, Isabella.
And Isabella, Ruby, is going to talk a little bit about table manners, which is so important as well. So I'll just turn her over to you, Ruby.
Okay. So, Isabella, what are some important tips about having good table manners?
Sit up straight and tall at the table. Place a napkin in your lap before you begin to eat. If anything drops, it will fall on your napkin, not on your clothes. Pass all serving dishes to the right. When serving yourself, take only the amount of food you can eat. Wait until everyone has his or her food before you begin to eat. If you are at a party, wait until the hostess begins to eat or tells you when to begin.
Wow, those are very good. Don't you think
those are? Absolutely. Good job, Isabella. Wow, very good. And audience, I told you we're going to learn a lot this evening. Our children are so bright, and we're just so very, very proud of them. Isabella, thank you so much for those wonderful, wonderful table manners. So everyone will know what to do when they go out to eat, but they can also practice these table manners when they're at home, right, Isabella?
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Great job. That's so wonderful. Well, thank you, okay? Bye-bye. Wow, they are doing a great job. Oh, my goodness, I am just so very proud of them. We're going to take a quick break, and then we will be right back, okay?
Welcome to Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC. Pages Etiquette Seminars, formerly Pages Charm and Modeling Studio, has been serving and enhancing the confidence of both children and adults for over 20 years. From public speaking workshops to business over lunch sessions, we continue to assist you in meeting your personal and professional goals. Other seminar topics include Dress for Success, Girl Scout workshops, customer service, and parenting workshops, name only a few. One of our training resources used is What is Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book is enjoyed by children of all ages. In addition to our workshops, our What is Etiquette Anyway? Live interactive radio talk show gives you an opportunity to ask questions and share comments. For additional information, to schedule a workshop, or to purchase our book, please go to www.pagesetiquette.com, www.pagesetiquette.com. Pages Etiquette Seminars is making the world a polite place to live. Proper business etiquette is a powerful tool that will help you get a job, keep a job, or succeed in a job. Many people think they automatically have proper business etiquette, but often they do not. Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC, is ready, willing, and able to assist in this area. On-site training works. There are 5 benefits to bringing Pages Etiquette Seminars training to your company's door. Number 1, it's convenient. Simply let us know what time is best for your schedule. We can present our seminar right in your company's conference room. Number 2, it's personalized. And recognizing that each company is unique, we will first assess your goals and then we will tailor our business etiquette workshop to fit the exact needs of your organization. Number 3, it's hands-on. Our seminars involve interactive and high-energy learning, not the put-you-to-sleep boring lecture. In fact, our trainers encourage participation. Number 4, it's a realistic training investment. The per-person tuition is significantly competitive and is based on either a 1 hour, a one-half day, or full day of training. You decide. And finally, number 5, it's easy. We take care of everything, even down to the minor details. We want to make sure the training is exactly what you want it to be. After completing this workshop, participants will find that technical skills coupled with valuable people skills or good manners will make a tremendous difference both personally and professionally. For additional information or to book your workshop, contact www.pagesetiquette.com. www.pagesetiquette.com. www.paigesetiquette.com.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Call us at 347-324-3295. Now back to the show.
Okay, we are back. And Ruby, we are going to continue interviewing our wonderful students. We're going to go ahead and why don't we talk to, let's see, let's pull on Advika. We're going to go and see what Advika would like to talk to us about. Advika, how are you?
Good. How are you, Miss Riley?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. And can you say hello to Ruby?
Hi, Ruby.
Hi, Advika.
How are you doing, Ruby?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Wow. Well, Ruby, Advika wants to talk to us about personal hygiene and grooming. So I'll let you go ahead and ask her about that, okay?
Mm-hmm. So, Advika, what are some very important things about hygiene and grooming?
Make sure your hair bows and jewelry match to your clothes.
Wow.
And that is very important.
Wear clean underwear and socks every day.
That's important as well.
Yep.
And you know, Advika, you know something about the wearing clean socks and undies every day. Do you know what? One day I was teaching a workshop at a different school. We were talking about personal hygiene and grooming. And you know what? I said exactly what you just said. Make sure you wear clean undies and socks every day. And there was a little boy in there. I think he was 6 years old. And what he said was, well, what I do is they're clean on one side, and then the next day I turn them over and wear them on the other side. And we said, that's not right. So in other words, if you wear them one time, you don't want to turn them over and wear them on the other side. You want to go ahead and make sure that they are put in the laundry, right? That's really right. Right, Ruby?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Well, were there any other tips, Advika, that you wanted to tell us, or was that it?
No.
Okay. Well, listen, Advika, you did a great job telling us those tips. You did a very good job. And we thank you so much, okay?
You're welcome, Miss Riley.
Okay, Advika. Bye-bye now. Well, wow, Ruby.
Yeah.
Those are really good. Those are really good. But I remember when the little boy said that, it was really cute when he said that. So, but yeah, we want to make sure that if they're dirty on one side, then they're going to actually be dirty on the other side. That was pretty cute, though. Well, wow, tell you what, let's go and see what Ryan wants to talk to us about this evening. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Good. How are you, Miss Riley?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. And Ruby, can you say hello to Ryan?
Hi, Ryan. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Good. And you know, Ryan, I believe he wants to talk about table manners and finger food. So I'll turn him over to you, Ruby.
So, Ryan, what are some finger foods that are good to eat?
You could eat finger foods with chicken fingers, quesadillas, hot dogs, french fries, chicken nuggets, small sandwiches, and sliders.
Oh, really? Well, that's cool. So what are some very important table manners?
Place your napkin first before you eat. And wipe your hands on your napkin.
Oh, that's really good.
Mhm.
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan, is there anything else you wanted to tell us, or because I know I believe your brother also wants to talk to us as well. Is that right? Okay. So listen, first of all, Ryan, you did a good job with those finger foods and table manners. You did very, very good. Good job. And I believe, Ruby, I believe William wanted to talk to us about magic words. Is that right?
Yes.
William, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, William. How are you?
Good.
Good. Well, Ruby, if you would go ahead and speak with William. I believe he's excited about telling us about magic words, which are really important.
Hi, William. How are you today?
Good.
So, what are some important magic words that you should always say?
Like, please, thank you, you're welcome, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, hello, and goodbye.
Wow.
Those are very good.
Yes, it was very good. Those are excellent. So, audience listening, William just told us about the magic words to use and that he did a great job. Thank you, William. Good job, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Well, wow. Well, what do you think, Ruby? What do you think about this show? Oh, my goodness.
I think that everyone's been doing a very good job.
I agree with you. I agree. Well, listen, let's talk to Andrew. And let's find out how Andrew's doing. Andrew, how are you?
I'm doing well, Miss Riley. How are you doing on this fine afternoon?
Oh, yes, it is. I'm doing well, and I'm so glad you're doing well. And I know, Ruby, I know Andrew wants to talk about table manners, and they're just so important, aren't they, Ruby?
Yeah, they are.
So I'll go ahead and turn him over to you, Ruby. How about that?
Okay. Hi, Andrew. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Ruby. How are you?
I'm doing well, too. So what are some very important table manners that people should always follow?
So when you get to a restaurant, you should hold a door for girls and ladies. Mm. And then you should pull the chair for the ladies to let them sit down in the chair.
Wow.
Wow.
And always say please and thank you once you get there. Like, I would like a water, please. Thank you. When they give it to you, you should always say thank you. And you should always keep your mouth closed. Everyone is done eating. And the last one is thank the host for cooking and for inviting you. And that's it, Ms. Riley.
Wow. Andrew, you covered a lot. And you did a really good job, even when you're out eating. And a lot of people don't think about this, Andrew. So you brought up some great points about making sure that you thank the host, and to make sure that when you are served, that is so important, to make sure you say thank you. Or if, like you said, if you want some more water or something, you say please. So, oh, you brought out so many different, so many great points, even talking about making sure that the gentlemen are seating. They're seating the young ladies, and, oh, wow. Andrew, the audience, didn't I tell you? We have some bright children on, and they're going to be educating us about etiquette. And great job, Andrew. Very good. Wow.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. All right. Okay, bye-bye. Well, oh, my goodness. Oh, Ruby, Ruby, Ruby.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they great?
Yeah, they are.
They have really done a great job. And I believe I'm missing a couple of children. I want to make sure, parents, if they're calling me, the number is 347-324-3295. I want to make sure everyone has an opportunity to be on the show so that they can teach us this evening. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to give an opportunity for, I'm missing a couple of children, give an opportunity for them to come on in case they're coming on a little late. So we will be right back in just a moment.
Welcome to MissDonnaSpeaks.com. Believable is the first word that comes to most clients' minds when describing Miss Donna's voice. Friendly, refreshing, sincere, trustworthy, and smooth are also accurate adjectives. The mission is to provide the voice you need to help make your message stand out from the rest. Miss Donna is available for script writing, on hold and phone messaging system, business presentations, live announcing, commercials, audiobooks, documentaries and e-learning, corporate narrations, and more. Whether you are a brand new business, existing corporation, or entrepreneur, MissDonnaSpeaks.com is the right choice and voice for you. Customers are so busy that many times they don't have a lot of time to visit your website, but they will take 30 to 90 seconds to click and hear your commercial. Reach customers quickly with your professionally written and produced commercial, and not only will they be impressed, but also excited to do business with you. Your project will be delivered on budget and on time. www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Contact Miss Donna for all of your voiceover needs. www.missdonnaspeaks.com. That's www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Make the best choice. Hire Miss Donna's voice.
Have you signed up for the Public Speaking Club yet?
Public Speaking Club? What's that?
It's the club Miss Riley teaches. You learn to speak comfortably in front of others, how to make introductions, how to introduce your parent to a friend, meetings, greetings. In fact, you learn numerous public speaking tips. Some of my favorite topics include impromptu speaking, how to have great posture and poise, and a lot more. And you learn how to have great social skills, all while gaining more self-esteem and confidence. It's so much fun.
As a parent, I know that academic skills coupled with social skills help make a child well-rounded. That's why I enrolled my children. They volunteer to speak at every opportunity. Their teachers brag on them all the time.
Wow. I'm too short to raise my hand in class, and I hope the teacher doesn't call on me. I want to join this public speaking club. I'll ask my mom.
Say goodbye to being shy. Sign up today for the Public Speaking Club at www.pagesetiquette.com. Once again, the website is www.pagesetiquette.com. Hurry, avoid the waiting list. This club fills up quickly. www.pagesetiquette.com.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Call us at 347-324-3295. Now back to the show.
Okay, we are back. In case you've joined us late, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. We have had a wonderful time speaking with our public speaking students, and they have taught us this evening about public speaking tips, etiquette tips. Ruby, what was your favorite? Well, actually, before I ask you that, let me ask you this, because it's only fair that I ask you as well. You've been a great co-host, by the way. But listen, I certainly don't want to leave you out, so you can tell us what was your favorite public speaking or etiquette topics.
My favorite public speaking topic was phone manners.
Okay. And you can go ahead and tell us why, or if you want to tell us some phone manners, that would be great as well.
When someone calls your parents, but you're the only one, like, by the phone and you answer, you should always bring a notepad and ask if they could take a message. Or you should say, my parents are not here at the time, can I take a message? And when someone else is calling and it's very important for your parents and you're just talking to your friend, you should ask your parents if they, your parents would ask you, can they use the phone? And you would have to say yes, because it's very important. And so you would have to hang up on your friend, but first you would say, I'm sorry, I have to go, and then you would hang up.
Wow. Excellent, Ruby. Excellent. Very good. I'm so glad that you covered that, because I don't think we didn't have that covered this evening, I don't believe. So as you can see, audience, we were saying that you were certainly going to be in for a treat this evening. So proud of all the children. They've done such a great job. Unfortunately, some of our children, and I'm sure, you know, it's a Sunday evening, so some of them are probably doing something and maybe kind of forgot, and I'm just really, I am so sorry about that. But on the lighter note, we had a great time this evening. It's been fun. If you did not have an opportunity to listen to this show on Saturday, we're going to post it also to this same site, so you'll be able to go back, because I would love for you to hear the other students as well. Part one, they did a great job as well. Well, wow, Ruby, we are going to come to the end of the show here. I want to say thanks again, everyone, for supporting our show and for listening. I want to say again thank you to the students. Thank you, parents, for allowing them to participate in my public speaking program. They've done such a great job. I am so proud of them, as I'm sure that you are proud of them as well. If you all are joining us for the first time, thanks again, and our loyal listeners, we just don't know what we would do without you. We're so glad that you continue to join us each week and that you are a part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. If you have an etiquette topic that you, or question even, that you would like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know. Also, we'd appreciate if you tell your friends and family about our show and invite them to listen as well. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, and we know we can only do that one person at a time. Remember the golden rule to treat others the way you want to be treated. Also, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. That's my favorite Proverbs. And as I remind you each week, please be sure to initiate an act of kindness this week, okay? Ruby, do you have any closing remarks that you would like to say?
Thank you for having me on the radio show tonight.
Well, you are so welcome, Ruby, and I know everyone enjoyed you as a co-host as well, okay? Thank you for co-hosting with me. You've been a great help, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone, once again, thanks for tuning in. We'll talk again next time. Good night. Take care. God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we'll discuss another exciting topic.